opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Again, to all of our friends and listeners, this is Barbara from Harlem, and you are tuned into Our Urban Story. My co-host is sitting right across from me. Say hello to our friends.
Hello, everyone. Today is a beautiful Saturday, September 21st, 2019. We're sitting at our home base in the studio near Paterson, New Jersey. Thank you for logging on to DDVRadio.com and listening to Our Urban Story. We appreciate it.
Get ready, get set, and let's just jump into the truth and learn something today and find out what we can do to help our God Bless America remain blessed.
Amen. And I think the first order of business is to announce the event. It should be pretty big on Sunday, November 3rd, 2019. Barbara, please.
Yes, this is an event that's being sponsored by the Norfolk County Republican Committee. And as Ms. Diamond said, it's going to be November the 3rd, 2019, from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. And it's going to be held at Lombardo's. That's at 6 Billings Street in Randolph, Massachusetts. We're going to be celebrating the spirit of America. Guess what? We have some special guests who'll be there. We're going to have Mr. Corey Lewandowski, I'm sorry, and Mr. Jim Lyons, the Massachusetts GOP chairman. And of course, yours truly is going to be there. So please contact the Norfolk County Republican Committee. And they have a website. Go to their website and get your tickets today. So November 3rd, you'll be ready to walk through those doors and enjoy the Spirit of America celebration.
Absolutely. And the website is NorfolkCountyRepublicans.com. I'll repeat that, NorfolkCountyRepublicans.com. That should be a great event on Sunday, November 3rd,
yes,
2019. As you mentioned, the former Trump chairman for the 2016
yes
campaign, Corey Lewandowski, will be there.
Yes.
And Jim Lyons, the Massachusetts GOP chair, and yourself.
Yes, yes, yes.
But speaking of Mr. Lewandowski, what did you think about his testimony and how the Democrats treated him this past week?
Well, they were despicable as usual. But he was able to maintain his composure. He was able to tell him what he would do, what he would not do. And then I also heard him being interviewed. I don't even know the lady on CNN.
Right.
That's not important. And they're trying to say that he was a liar. He said he never lies under oath. When he takes that oath, he's telling the truth. And he's not like the fake news, the CNN, MSNBC, who make up things as they go along and they don't tell the truth. Very proud of his answers, very proud of the way he presented himself. Nadler was in a tizzy. Mm-hmm. He didn't know if he was going left or right. Mm-hmm. And then that, Johnson. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was so ridiculous. They are so ridiculous. And, you know, I'm going to try to emphasize to Americans the fact that these people are getting paid taxpayer dollars. Are they doing their jobs? We should be on the phones. We should be emailing and telling them that there is a dereliction of duty. They're so concerned with Russia,
mm-hmm, right, right,
that they're forgetting about our defense, our general welfare, and all of these things that make life beautiful in America. We're not perfect, but my goodness, we're a far cry from some of these countries. And if I'm telling a lie, mm-hmm, then we wouldn't have so many nationalities, people from around the world, mm-hmm, here in America.
Excellent point.
Dying to come here to America. I was just at my doctor's office, and my doctor happens to be from India. My doctor said that, you know, people talk about dying and going to heaven, you know, and he's a Hindu. Mm-hmm. And he says, you know what, when I think about dying, I wish I could come back here to America. Mm. And I said, why? He said, America is so beautiful. America has so many opportunities. He says, if when I die, I hope I can come back here. Now, this is what you call an immigrant who came over here to this country and appreciates the beauty of our country. And then we have some homegrown, ungrateful heathens who don't want to honor the flag, don't want to honor the anthem. But you have foreigners who've come over here, like my doctor. His name is Patel, and you know, there are a lot of them from there named Patel. But he's one of the kindest, nicest men you ever want to meet. He says he wants to come back to America. And even though he had a problem in the office that day, and I put it on Facebook about an angry black older man in a scooter who was rude and obnoxious and vulgar, he had to speak a little loud to this man to get him in line. Dr. Patel still said, the people in America are so nice. I mean, that's his opinion. Some are nice. Most of them I meet are nice, and some are very ugly. But just the idea of some of these people who want to come over here without being vetted,
right?
Well, not by invitation,
right?
And not to contribute to what is already established. They want to take.
Exactly.
They don't want, you know, and they have nerve enough to be protesting in the street. They're undocumented,
right?
And protesting in our streets when they should be protesting in their homeland, so they don't have to leave. Well, exactly. I'm going off course, but I thought that right. Corey
Lewandowski.
Yes, Lewandowski, mm-hmm, was fantastic, very smart, very genuine. And those Democrats who were trying to harass him and make him sound like a villain, they failed.
Well, absolutely. I mean, if the Democrats were serious and they wanted to get to the bottom of any serious issues impacting us, they would have John Brennan, James Comey. These are people.
Lisa Page, all of them.
Lisa Page, excellent point. Peter Strzok.
Yes, right.
These are people who try to perform or execute a coup against a duly elected, elected president. Yes.
And also, what about Hillary Clinton and Barack Hussein Obama with the uranium? Mm-hmm. And Hillary Clinton with the Benghazi. Hillary Clinton with destroying, with the service, with all of that. If they want to investigate, start there. What about Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch meeting on the tarmac? Hello? What was that about?
Exactly. You're 100% right. So if the Democrats really wanted to uncover corruption,
uh-huh,
within the government, there is a deep state, they would have, like you said, Comey, Brennan, Hillary Clinton, and others testifying before the House Intelligence Committee.
And the money that Barack Hussein Obama gave Iran.
Yeah. So they've made the impeachment process a joke. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, having Corey Lewandowski testify, I mean, for what is that essentially? Why was he there? There was no need to have Mr. Lewandowski testify. The Democrats have nothing. They have no plan to move America forward. So it's investigate, interrogate, harass, etc., to try to keep Trump off balance, because they realize at this point, if they don't try to impeach him, which they will not, they're not going to win 2020.
They're not going to win anyway.
Over. I mean, we had the mayor of New York, de Blasio, just drop out. Gillibrand dropped out a couple of weeks ago. I'm just looking at Breitbart.com, where Cory Booker's campaign said he may not be in much longer. No surprise. I mean, so it's clearly, in my opinion, looking like a Trump landslide.
And I pray that it is. You know, the only problem that I have is that a lot of Americans, good Americans, don't get out and vote. They think they leave it up to someone else. you know, we who have good sense and have some moral conscience and morals about us, we outnumber those who are godless heathens. But if they go out and vote and we stay home depending on other people, then we have a problem. That's why we have so many of these people who hate America in high office.
Exactly.
So I am calling on every American who loves this country not to leave it up to someone else. Get out yourself and vote. Take someone with you. Let's have a landslide. Let's have a cleansing of some of these positions where people don't deserve to be in office. Look at what the Democratic Party has turned into, a lawless gang of heathens.
They've really lost their way and purpose as
abortion
a party.
Abortion heathens.
Exactly. No, I agree with you, Barbara. The country, it's a crisis within the Democratic Party.
Yes.
As a result, because so many of them are leftist/communist, they resent the way America was founded. It was founded clearly on Judeo-Christian values.
Amen.
And they don't like that. So it's critical that we get out and vote for Trump. We have no
Absolutely.
Other option at this point. We cannot entrust this country to the Democrats because their party has been invaded, and maybe it's been going on for a longer time than we've believed, but their party has been invaded by communists, people who resent this country, by Muslims who resent this country, who resent
Absolutely.
Israel.
Absolutely.
Therefore, we absolutely cannot entrust this country to the Democratic Party.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, when they say that they want open borders, that's ignoring the laws of our land. When they say they want to abolish ICE, that means they're treating this country like a wasteland. Come on, anybody, any with any disease, come on, you know, traffickers, and bring your drugs. Come on. We don't have any laws. We don't have any standards. Come on. That is lawlessness, if you ask me, in the highest degree. And they don't deserve one vote from one decent American. And then they also have nerve enough to say, oh, you are here illegally. Well, you should be able to vote. Mm-hmm. You see, that's what their purpose is, to stay in the power, stay in control. Let people come over with these open borders and tell them, you owe us because we're gonna drain the taxpayers and get you free housing. We're going to get you all low-cost housing and free health care. You'll be able to send your children to school free. Plus, we're going to give you some food stamps. But you'll have to vote Democrat. It's all about power and control. It's not about the safety of Americans.
It's true.
It's not about protecting our children from communicable diseases.
Communicable diseases.
It's not about any of that. It's about we'll give you this, but you have to give us your vote. Mm-hmm. And look at how they have diminished our citizenship. Mm-hmm. In other words, I think this citizenship is such a privilege. I think it's a sacred honor to be an American citizen. And they're saying, you're here illegally, you came here illegally, but you're going to have the same rights as Barbara from Harlem, who was born here, who has worked all of her life in this country, who has paid taxes. Oh, we'll forget about all of that.
Right.
You can come over and enjoy a driver's license and anything that she's entitled to, because we're putting you up on the level of a citizen of the United States of America. Hogwash, deplorable, and disgraceful.
Absolutely. I mean, it's hypocritical of the Democrats to say, well, the Russians are interfering in our election. There should be no foreign interest or foreign influence, rather, on our elections. And yet they want illegals, foreign nationals
Absolutely.
Who came to this country illegally to vote. The Democrats cannot have it every which way to Sunday. Either they're against foreign influence in our elections or they're for it. If you are against it, why would you want foreign nationals who entered this country illegally to vote?
And then another thing, why didn't you scream to holy wherever when Obama sent a team over to Israel to try to prevent Netanyahu from being reelected? He was getting taxpayer dollars, and I'm quite sure that the team he sent are foreigners to Israel over there to interfere in their election. Oh, where was the media on that one?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And speaking of Prime Minister Netanyahu, there was a close election in Israel this week. It's not really clear that he was able to get the majority. I don't know if they have to do a runoff, but it was a very tight one, the election the other day in Israel. We wish the state of Israel the best.
Yes, we do.
And I truly hope that Benjamin Netanyahu comes out on top as the victor in the election that was held the other day.
Yes, 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 because he's done a tremendous and a wonderful job for Israel. And, you know, the bond between him and President Trump is a strong one.
A very strong one and a very special one.
Yes, it is.
I want to talk about, and I don't want to get too deeply into this, but the fact that Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's son, appeared to have made deals in the Ukraine and in China where he scored a $1 billion deal. And the question is, how did he get these deals? For instance, in the Ukraine, apparently he has no background in oil and energy, and yet he became a part of this Ukrainian company and was receiving $83,000 a month. Now, apparently, he used his father's name,
of course,
father's power, to get,
of course,
to have access to that company and to be getting $83,000 a month, and then the whole deal with the Bank of China.
Yes,
the controversy. Well, it should, that in itself is a controversy, because that to me reeks of corruption. Using your father's position to score deals, and you're not even qualified for a position in an oil and energy company. But President Trump allegedly, I don't think it's alleged anymore, I think he did ask the president of Ukraine to investigate Hunter Biden.
Good.
Did you find anything troubling about that, Barbara?
And see, what's troubling to me is that most of those Democrats who are in office, they all of a sudden get rich. All of a sudden, they're making all of these deals with Ukrainian, with
the Ukraine.
Ukraine, all of these places.
Right.
And they're getting rich. They don't have one project. They don't have one building that was not obtained or has their name on it.
Right.
Outside of them being on the government dole. They become rich. Look at Nancy Pelosi.
Well, the thing is, they themselves...
Look at Maxine Waters.
They themselves do not immediately directly benefit. They set it up
with their family members.
The family members.
Of course.
Nancy Pelosi, Speaker Pelosi, she was going to do this tour of, in the Middle East, Afghanistan, then they were going to go to Belgium, and that's the one Trump stopped.
Yes, yes, yes.
A number of her family members were on the plane with her. Why did she need all those family members to go with her on that trip? Because they're using taxpayer dollars.
Right.
They're setting up business deals, because once we come out of Afghanistan, then Nancy Pelosi's family, her sons and daughters. So this is about enriching themselves. It's a clear case with Hunter Biden that he used his father's position and access in order to get these deals.
That's why they want to stay in politics. That's their only profession. That is their only product. Is selling the people a story so that they can get reelected.
Right.
That's why they're so pro open borders.
Yep.
Because they need more victims to train to be brainwashed to pull the lever for Democrats regardless of their ideology.
Yeah.
Regardless if it goes against your religious beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
Vote for Democrats because that is the product we sell. We sell ourselves. Just like on the some highway, I think it's 287. There is a big, gigantic train station in the name of what is his name?
Frank Lautenberg.
Absolutely. You don't even. It's a skeleton station, but it must
the
of course
New Jersey Turnpike.
Yes, it must have cost millions.
Mm-hmm.
And his name is only up there because he was in politics.
Right.
Now, let's compare that with our president. Our president has his name on buildings all over America and overseas. And he was not in politics. He was a businessman. And, you know, I want to talk about, you know, all how people classify him as being so brash and all of that also. But he can't be that brash. He has to be charismatic and he has to be smart to have become a billionaire. And he's known internationally, mm-hmm. and it wasn't at the taxpayer expense.
Right.
Those buildings that he's acquired.
Right.
Well, you know, Biden, his son, you know, they're in cahoots together. And that's why Biden has been remained in politics, because basically he's reached a point where he's almost useless. And I say that because what did he do anything remarkable as vice president?
Right. That's true.
He did not. He didn't do anything remarkable. True. And Obama, you kept him out of the limelight,
basically.
And it seems as if he's not remembering where he's at, et cetera, et cetera. And it's really time for him to, I think, you know, just retire and rest. I don't like to talk about people because, you know, I really don't in that way.
Right.
But he wasn't very useful as a vice president.
Right, that's true.
And
all of the
years he's been in politics, what has he accomplished?
Right,
what is he noted for?
That is a good question. What? Biden, I don't know what he's noted for.
Nothing.
Other than taking the Amtrak between Delaware and D.C.
And making his family rich.
Making his family wealthy. You know, I was watching Maria Bartiromo's show on Fox last Sunday, and she had Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy on. And Kevin McCarthy made the comment that he doesn't think Joe Biden is going to be the nominee. So, because Joe Biden may not be able to go the distance, and this has nothing to do with politics, because he said Joe Biden's a nice man, but he's just not up to snuff. He's not
he's
fit.
He's not. He doesn't
he
seem
doesn't
like he is.
He doesn't appear to be mentally fit. He's misstating facts. And I think this started early on, and this is why I think Barack Obama decided not to endorse.
He kept him in the background, yes.
Not to endorse Joe Biden.
And he has not endorsed him, that's right.
That's very significant.
Well, I don't think it has anything to do with that, because Obama doesn't care if a dog was able to get the presidency. He really doesn't care, because he didn't care for this country. So he's not concerned that somebody on the Democratic side is better than Joe Biden, because there isn't anyone. I mean, you got Berserk O'Rourke. You got Reparations Harris, who doesn't act like she likes the police and doesn't like this, doesn't like that.
Right,
you got Lion Lizzie up there in Massachusetts.
Right.
You got But I Am. You know, I mean, he comes out of his mouth. Not one of them has a plan to improve the general welfare or the defense of Americans. Right. Not one of them.
Right.
All they talk about is Trump.
Exactly.
So, I mean, you don't have anyone. I mean, and Corky Booker, it's time for him to drop out.
Right.
And De Blasio, I wish he would resign from being mayor.
Right.
Because he's really just a thorn in our sides. He's making New York even worse than what it is.
Right.
He's worse than Bloomberg.
Wow.
You know, who else do they have running? I'm the one, whatever. What's this other one's name?
Yeah, but I don't, you know.
I mean,
they're
so insignificant.
Yeah.
They really have no one of any substance. And then another thing about it, you know, they don't even honor the flag.
Right.
They have no respect for this country. Mm-hmm. Why would they want to be president of a country you don't respect?
Right. Why isn't the American flag on the stage?
Because they're un-American. They're un-American. They don't believe in any of the good godly traditions. Number one, they don't believe in God. All they want to do is kill babies, open the borders, get votes, give illegals driver's license so you can vote in an election and keep them in office and power. Period.
Exactly. You mentioned Beto O'Rourke.
I call him Berserk.
You know, that's his Mexican name, whatever.
Yeah, Bill.
Trump referred to him as a dummy, which maybe he really is kind of dumb. Why would you say, hell yeah, we're going to take your AR, your AR-15s AK-47s? I mean, to be so arrogant
and has a t-shirt
about proposing aggressive gun confiscation. What are your thoughts?
My thoughts are he's full of crap. I call him Berserk O'Rourke. I dare him to come to Harlem, and I can take him down one or two of those streets, and you tell them to give up their AK whatever. Let's see how bad you are with your nutty self. The criminals, if he survives, aren't even thinking about what he's saying, because the criminals are criminals, period. And we have to be armed to meet those challenges head on, because we don't have enough police to protect each and every citizen of America.
Exactly.
You know, and it's not, background checks are not going to work.
Right, okay.
I mean, what are you going to also do? Take away knives?
Mm.
What are you going to do? Bandage fists? Some people get beaten to death.
True, unfortunately.
Some people get stabbed.
That's true.
Some people get choked with the hands.
Right, right.
And then
right.
What are you going to do? Ban
exactly.
cars also, because some people get drunk and drive and kill people.
Absolutely true.
You know, background checks, they already have background checks.
Right.
The bottom line, no one can check anyone's heart.
Exactly.
No one knows after you pass this and you get this that you're not going to go over the edge.
Exactly.
What the Democrats need to do is stop defunding mental health facilities. What the Democrats need to do is stop saying you're invading someone's privacy if you report erratic behavior.
Right.
We need to look out for one another. We need to talk up. And if you see something going wrong, speak to someone about it before it escalates into something worse. But Berserk O'Rourke is just that. I didn't know that our president said that, but our president is right on the money. Because what he's talking about is crazy.
Absolutely. I mean, Beto O'Rourke, his campaign.
And he has a terrible, terrible history.
Right.
From his youth, he's been off the target.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's a non-starter. His campaign is essentially over. Bernie Sanders is essentially over. He's not as popular as he was during the 2016 campaign. So I don't know how it's going to end up. It may be Elizabeth Warren versus Donald Trump. But just Joe Biden.
Lying Lizzie is lying Lizzie. Yeah. And I don't even see how any decent people would want to vote for a liar. You know, I met a woman in the doctor's office on Thursday. And I was telling her, you know, about Hillary Clinton, and she was saying it wasn't her fault. I said, listen, Hillary Clinton is an established liar. And this woman happened to have a hat on her head that said Jesus. And I know maybe I am brash. Mm-hmm. I told her, you need to take that hat off. Because if you can make excuses for someone who is an established liar like Hillary Clinton, you can make excuses for her, and you could vote for her and dislike our president who defeated her. You don't deserve, you do dishonor to the name of Jesus by wearing that cap. I told her, take that cap off. You don't know him. You don't know Jesus. How in the world can people, if they have any decent fiber within them, ignore the fact that Lizzie Liar is a liar? And a liar is worse than a thief to me. A liar can cause people to get killed, cause wars, cause people to stop speaking to one another.
Yeah.
You know, a thief will just steal something and you can replace it.
Right.
I really get very uptight when I about liars, because they're very dangerous people. How can anyone even consider voting for someone like her who has accomplished nothing, who talks poorly about ICE, who doesn't like law enforcement? See, these people, every tradition that was established on the Judeo-Christian mandate of this country, people such as her, they hate.
That's true. They detest. That's true.
Even if they have nothing better to replace it, they want to destroy.
Absolutely.
What was established.
And it's very important what you just said. Even if they have nothing that's better than what we have, to replace it,
that's
if they
don't
like the way this country is founded, they have, I mean, they're just about destroying what we have.
Absolutely.
Not building, not putting an America first agenda like President Trump has done. So, no, there's a no-go with Liz Warren if she ends up as the nominee for the Democratic Party, because Joe Biden is just falling apart.
They all need to fall apart
and
fall out.
He's honestly falling apart. I want to talk about, and, mm-hmm. and we'll talk about this more on the other side of the break, how it seems to me that the left and the liberals mock, M-O-C-K, black people more than any other group. Like the governor of Virginia in blackface.
And the president of France.
Well, not the president of France, the prime minister of Canada.
Of Canada, I mean.
Yes. Justin Trudeau. Yes. In brown face, black face, and he's done it several times. What are we to think of this? I mean, these are supposed to be liberal minded. Want to help minorities. They believe in diversity, inclusion, except when it comes to conservatives. What do you think of the? I'm personally not offended by it, but I just think that if a Republican or a conservative had done that, we would never hear the end of it. Your thoughts?
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, they're just showing you who they are. You know, when black people were translated over here, they suffered a great deal. They were killed. Many of them died on those slave ships or whatever. But they expose their hearts when they do that. They show you what's in their heart. Their heart has no empathy, no compassion, and especially for people of color. When they always want to throw that racist card out to other people. Well, you know, like I said, watch what and listen to what people call you, because that's who they are. And to me, the governor of Virginia, the president of Canada,
prime minister, it's okay,
of Canada, are showing their racist hearts. To me, that's what they show. That's what they.
Well, indicate. It goes hand in hand with the theory that we have in your book. Well, the name of your book is Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations.
Yes.
Because they treat black people as if we're not as good. I mean, they on the one hand, they want to give us government assistance from cradle to grave and act as though they're our saviors. But on the other hand, they're essentially saying we're not smart enough. We're
Absolutely.
Not capable enough.
Absolutely.
And there's a certain amount of disdain for black people, because if there was not, why would you talk about black people or wear blackface? Why would you mock black people?
Yeah.
But this is the history, really, of the Democratic Party.
It
the
is.
The Democratic Party was part of the Ku Klux Klan. They fought for segregation. They fought for slavery. It took the Republican Party
absolutely
to end slavery, period. I don't care what anyone says. I mean,
absolutely.
Yes, the Emancipation Proclamation was signed in 1863, but it wasn't in and of itself. It was not enough to stop slavery. But you had white men and women who helped free the slaves. And
absolutely.
That's a fact.
The abolitionist.
Absolutely.
That is so correct. You have it right on the money, you know. But these people are showing you who they really are. Because why would you mock an oppressed, enslaved, mistreated group of human beings?
Right. Exactly.
You know, and that's what the blackface was, a mockery.
Well, that's what it is. And I know that if a Republican had done that, they would have dug that up and it would be on MSNBC, CNN, nonstop.
Absolutely. I don't
non-stop.
Even see how the governor of Virginia has not been more challenged about it.
Exactly.
As long as he's a Democrat, the blacks will go right back into that polling booth and pull the lever, because they have been trained to do so.
Yes. And then you had celebrities like Deborah Messing, these actresses like Bette Midler, disparaging black people who vote for Trump. And it's almost as if they're treating, I mean, they feel like they can call us almost the N-word because we support Trump. And it's
yes.
because it messes up their whole theory that Trump is supported really only by white supremacists. Your thoughts?
Yeah, well, you know, I was called a white supremacist because I participated in the Straight Pride Parade. So I'm cloaked in black skin, I guess, you know.
And speaking of the Straight Pride Parade,
yes.
we have Professor Felicia Nace.
I didn't answer the question, but all right, go ahead.
No, that's fine, because it
yes.
leads us right into
all right, darling.
This black woman, professor,
yes.
being challenged.
A wonderful speaker.
Do you want to talk about
Very
that
Very educated
minute?
Woman, and she gave a nice presentation. Now she's being challenged to resign as trustee from the college that she's associated with. And her name, we gave her name, didn't we?
Yes.
All right. And
the college is Raritan Valley.
Yes, yes, it is.
So she's being threatened with expulsion, firing. What's the story?
Well, they're asking her to resign. But from what I was what I understand, she says she's not going to quit. And I applaud her for doing that, because that is total discrimination. And it was based on some kind of fallacious stuff that they just made up. Listen, we have to go to break. Stay with us. We'll be right back. And don't forget, you're listening to
Our Urban Story.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, body beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about body beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
Hello, we're back with you. You know what I forgot to do? I forgot to give the call-in number. The number is 973-925-4559. And Miss Diamond, you said that you wanted to
Yes, go ahead. The professor, her name is Felicia Nace, as we've said before. She was at the Straight Pride Parade in Boston on August 31st of this year. So apparently that was found out or whatever by members of the faculty, maybe some of the students at Raritan Valley. You know what's interesting about these liberal leftists? Because they're not really liberal. Liberal generally used to mean live and let live. The leftists like to talk about diversity and inclusion, and they usually just mean race, gender, sexuality, etc. They generally do not mean diversity of thought or beliefs.
No, they don't.
So it's like Professor Nace should have a right to speak her mind. We have the First Amendment to believe what she wants to believe, but the left does not believe that. So now apparently her job has been threatened. Barbara, you want to touch on that?
Yeah,
please?
Well, like I said, last I saw that she said she's not going to quit. And I'm glad of that because they made some statement that homosexual people are discriminated against, except, you know, they're only 2-3% of the population. Please, come on with that.
Exactly.
And then the speaker, the grand marshal of the parade was Milo.
Right.
And he lets everyone know that he is a homosexual.
Right, right.
You know, and he respects Christian beliefs, even though he may not abide by them.
Right.
And you can't knock that.
Right.
I mean, that's what it's about, freedom.
Mm-hmm.
That's all the parade was about. I was a participant, one of the speakers.
Right.
And I'm so glad that he had it, because why not?
Right, exactly.
You know, I mean, go right ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I almost think that it shouldn't really be called the Straight Pride Parade, because really what this was more about, in my opinion, it's about freedom of speech and thought. And, you know, it's funny, a group calls themselves Antifa, which, from my understanding, is the acronym, the shorthand for anti-fascist, when in fact they are fascists. They believe in shutting down speech.
Absolutely.
They do not believe in freedom of speech. So they were there to shut down speech. But fortunately, the Boston Police Department did not let them get near us. But this professor should not be punished for her freedom of speech. First Amendment is the freedom of speech.
And she has the freedom to have and express her opinions about whatever she wants to.
Right.
So I'm glad that she's standing up for her rights. And
absolutely.
Take legal action if necessary.
Absolutely. You're completely correct.
Yes.
Yesterday, Barbara, students around the world, and particularly in New York City, well, the pictures, they had some photos from New York City, of students walking out of class to protest climate change.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'm not an expert on it. I'm not going to pretend to be. But I know a few years ago I did some research on the climate change. I came to the conclusion that you follow the money. Basically,
absolutely,
you have third world countries at the United Nations demanding that first world countries like the United States transfer billions with a B dollars each year to fight climate change. And then there was research that some of the climate change science or research was really not peer research, not peer reviewed, questionable. You had someone like Al Gore, former vice president, said the world would be ending in 20 years, and here we are. But he became a multi-millionaire because of the climate change hoax. Now you have students walking out protesting climate change. Climate change is not our biggest problem. Broken homes, fatherless homes, a wayward, immoral society, those are our biggest problems. Your thought?
Oh my goodness, absolutely. You know, and see, that's the thing. 40% of the children born across this nation, according to the last research I did, are born into single-headed households. That's a problem. Approximately 73% of all black children born in America are born without a dada.
Exactly.
That's the problem. you know, our parents, in other words, are not engaged.
Right.
Children need wise mothers and fathers to see what they're teaching in these schools. See, these people with this climate change have tried to replace God's involvement in the world with climate change.
Right.
Man-made climate change.
Exactly.
You see, if we had some more, if we had more intact families, this wouldn't even be on the curriculum in our schools.
Correct.
They're trying to replace the worship of God with the worship of the earth.
Exactly.
That's all this is about. They don't even consider God having any control over the rain, over the snow,
right,
over the different seasons,
right,
over the trees after they've been dormant during the winter, blooming again in the spring.
Absolutely.
Does man control that?
Well,
is my breathing going to control the leaves on a tree?
Exactly.
No way, Jose.
I want to quote Tucker Carlson in part. On his show last night, and I just want to quote some of what he said. Quote, congratulations on skipping school. Throughout the day, news anchors assured their viewers that the strike was, in fact, being led by the kids.
That's
a lie.
They
were lying, of course. Like all activist movements, the climate strike was organized by cynical adults. Adults hoping to exploit children for political purposes, obviously.
That's it.
The other lie you heard today is that the strike was about the environment. It was not about the environment. The main goal of the protesters in this country, for example, was to implement AOC's Green New Deal.
Absolutely.
And I'll stop there, unquote. So Tucker Carlson basically nailed it. And, of course, the liberal media hyped this whole thing, the climate strike and the kids taking charge. This is a bunch of bull.
That's why
there are scientists
right.
and scientists who have they researched
say it's bull.
This. Who know the weather, and I think the owner of the Weather Channel even debunked this whole climate change business. The climate does change, but that's a part of life. That's a part
man
of
man does not control it. Man does.
There we go.
Man does not control it, and the flat is from a cow does not impact it.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, this really needs to stop.
This really needs to stop. It really needs. This is
you
BS.
Know, this is just as bad as the Bang Theory.
But I want to do something else, Barbara. I want to say something else.
Yes.
This also is part of how you it folds into, in my opinion, how the Democrats brainwash black people in part, but other people as well, to vote for them,
yes,
making them believe that they're saving the country, like they're saving the climate. And that's not correct.
No, they can't
it's
even
not,
save
it's
themselves.
About brain, it's about brainwashing. It's about control and undermining the United States government and how we were founded and how we function.
And also having such low expectations of black people. And other people, too. You know, like they talk about, oh, white privilege. No, there are a lot of whites who are not privileged. There are a lot of whites living in trailer camps. You know, I was just down in Florida, and I saw quite a few of them at the gas pump and scraping together some money to try to put gas in their cars. They didn't know anything about any white privilege. But, you know, it's low expectations. They want to feel superior to other people, and particularly blacks. That's why I think I mentioned it in my book. I don't need a nanny. I don't need you to say that you have to take care of me because I have been endowed by my creator. See, they don't want, they take that away from black people, and black people have fallen for it and listened to the propaganda that they've spread. Just like they said, you don't need a man. It takes a government.
Right.
No. It takes a village. That's what she said, to raise a child. That's what Hillary said. But what she was saying subliminally, it takes the government to raise your child.
Yeah.
That's the message they gave to black families. And that's the message that other families have heard. Because other than that, we wouldn't have 40% nationwide children born without a father in the home. What do they, why would they promote that? Well, they promote that because this makes you more than likely to be poor, whether you're black or white. When you're a single parent who's dropped out of school or has limited education and no specialized training, you're most likely you're going to be poor. So then you're going to depend upon the Democrats to get you into affordable housing. Then you're going to depend upon them to get you some food stamps. Then you're going to depend upon them to take care of you and your children. And that way they have more victims in their herd.
Absolutely. We have someone coming in, calling in on the cell phone. Please call the studio instead. The number here is 973-925-4559. Again, 973-925-4559. Now, the person calling in is very important. It's Mr. Hal Shirtliff of Camp Constitution.
Hello. Yes.
And we're trying to arrange for him to be on maybe next week's show.
Yes.
Or the week after that.
So
it's kind of an important call. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah.
Yes, I know it is. And we're asking, can you be on next week's show?
We're on the air, Hal.
We're on the air right now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can be on next week's show. Just to be, text me or email me the number to call at the time.
Thank you so much. I'll get back with you as soon as we finish. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. God bless you.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
We apologize for that, but it was actually a good call.
Yes, it was.
Mr. Shirtliff, for those who do not know who he is really a historical expert.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
The people of the Massachusetts area, the Boston area, know who he is.
And he runs Camp Constitution.
Right. And I would advise you to follow him on Facebook to get to know who he is, get to know what Camp Constitution is all about. So we thank Mr. Shirtliff for calling in. So he will be on next week's show.
Yes.
And if not, then the following week. But I want to touch on very briefly, Barbara, the fact that Iran is believed to have attacked the Saudi oil fields or the oil tanks.
Yes, yes, in Saudi Arabia. Yes.
I don't know if we have 100% proof. It sounds like from Secretary of State Michael Pompeo. Mike Pompeo.
Yes.
That there is evidence of that. I don't know. President Trump has imposed tougher sanctions on the Iranian government. What are your thoughts, please?
My thoughts are, I think he sent the message, we are locked and loaded. And I think that that's a good message. Because when you have someone who's trying to bully you or bully your friends or whatever, you have to be the biggest bully. I think that that's good. I think the visit was nice. And I think that they did gather the evidence that it was Iran that did that. And we can thank Obama for helping, giving them all of that money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You understand? And also we can thank Clinton. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, George Bush didn't do too much to stop what we see now. But right. Obama had played a major role and why we're having these problems today. And the Democrats have already come out and said, you can't say you're locked and loaded. And all. What are you supposed to do?
Well, I just want to just tweak what you said, just to tap it.
Okay, darling.
We're not the bigger bully. What we're doing, our stance is absolutely correct. With a bully, show a bully. You can counterpunch and knock them out. It doesn't make you bully.
Well, let me use a better word. I mean, they're bullying, and they're crazy. But sometimes you have to go beyond crazy and act crazier to put them in their place.
Right.
I say that from the streets of New York, because that's where I'm bred. That's where I was taught. When crazy people would approach me, I act crazier, and all of a sudden they get some sense and leave me alone.
That's exactly right. I mean, you're 100%.
Now, that's my strategy.
That's a psychology that's actually valid. I mean, when Kim Jong-un understood that Trump is not George W. Bush, not Obama, Kim Jong-un restrained himself. So there's a backup to what you're
human
saying.
Human nature.
When a bully comes at you, if you show the bully, if you come at me, I'm going to knock you the hell out. That bully's going to
be gone. That's right. I was in the street. I was, partying from here to there. And by the grace of God, I'm still here. Mm-hmm. And I'm not scarred up.
Right.
It works.
Right. Yeah. So the Persian Empire, Iran, needs to know that President Trump is very serious. President Trump does not want war. And maybe that's one of the clashes he had with Ambassador Bolton, John Bolton, whom I liked. But it's clear that Iran wants to push buttons. But Iran is playing with fire. And Iran does not want the United States to go to war with it. I would warn the Iranian leadership, the mullahs and the others, to not
back off,
push the United States. Thank God, under President Trump, we don't need Middle Eastern oil anymore. Do you want to touch
God.
On that?
That's right. I mean, we are producing. We are tapping into some of the wonderful resources that God has provided right here in America. And I just wanted to say something about John Bolton. I respect him. You know, I just think of him as a bow tie. And not, I'm not being derogatory, but he's, you know, very educated, very smart and all that, very polite. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, you know, you just need a necktie, not a bow tie. And I think there's a difference between the bow tie and the necktie. You know, our president is a necktie. Mm-hmm. It can come open and it can be closed. And maybe that was the difference between them.
So you're saying you think John Bolton was too uptight, unmovable, inflexible?
I'm not saying all of that. I think he's just too polite.
Mm. Well, I think, I don't know the inside story of
I don't
of
either,
Bolton.
But I'm just saying, in my opinion, he seems like he's a very polite, very super educated, smart man. But I think he doesn't understand the necktie sometimes.
Right, okay.
There's a difference.
Okay.
And it may take me a
difference.
Little. Well, the difference is a necktie to me is more flexible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I have to go this way, I can go this way. Right. I can take this tie off.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? And it's open and I'm ready.
Mm-hmm.
Or I can have it like this, you know, and I'm going to listen to you, et cetera, et cetera. But you see, a bow tie is inflexible. So I think he has in his mind patterns of how things should work. But when you're dealing with unpredictable people like Iran, I think you need, you know, that necktie.
Couple of points. I mean, we're going to be leaving soon off the air. The whole red flag law that is being bantered about in Washington, from what I understand, it does not include criminals. The red flags meaning guns. If someone does this, it's a red flag. Do they do that? They say this or that. Maybe their social media postings. If any gun law does not target criminals, it's useless.
It's useless, totally useless.
Now, I do believe we need to do mental screenings, but to your point, Barbara,
you can't.
Day one on Tuesday, you're happy, you're fine, you get your gun. Wednesday, your wife says she's leaving you and you fall apart. So those are things you cannot control.
You can't.
So, but we have to have reasonable and sensible screenings if we can.
And I think
but the
we
red
do have
flag
that already.
Laws can be exploited, particularly against those with whom liberals disagree or leftists disagree. But if the laws do not include confiscating guns from MS-13, from the gangs in Chicago, from the gangs in Newark, and so on and so forth, they are useless gun laws.
Absolutely.
You are targeting citizens, and they're not the problem. And we're talking about the National Rifle Association. Stop demonizing them. None of the shooters, none of the mass shooters, and someone can correct me if I'm wrong, none of the mass shooters were members of the NRA.
Absolutely.
Not one of them. Most of them are fatherless males.
Absolutely.
That's the core of the problem.
That's why I say we have to rebuild the family. And who was that shooter that shot Scalise of them? Scalise, I think his name was. Did they call for confiscation of guns after this guy shot the Republican? No.
Right. Absolutely. In our
and don't
and
forget
prayers.
To pick up a copy of Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations today.
Absolutely. And our prayers and thoughts to the people in Texas dealing with Imelda, the hurricane. God
yes,
bless you.
God
and
bless
this
you.
This is Our Urban Story.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. 571, Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you